Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by you. Your donations make this podcast possible. Please consider donating today using the New Life app, visit newlife.com, or call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. It is a special, wonderful day, and I'm so glad you're with us here today. We're talking about smart love. A lot of us have, we've experienced a little bit of love that wasn't so very smart. You might be hearing an echo in the background there because my guest, Dr. Jan Stoop and Dr. Dave Stoop, are in the studio, and their presence is so amazing that sometimes it echoes off of their grandeur.
That's because anyway, Dave forgets to turn it off.
I think all of you are familiar with Dave, and Dave has been such a great friend, colleague, co-author. But through it all, Dr. Jan Stoop has also been a great friend of mine in this ministry. And Jan, welcome. I'm so glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here. That's great.
You have been part of us, and you've done the marriage intensives with us. You've written with Dave when couples pray together, and you guys are praying giants. You just never, ever fail. I've just so always been impressed with that. You wrote the complete marriage book and the complete parenting book with Dave, and you guys have been together over 50 years. You've got 6 grandkids, I think, the last time they counted, And I am just grateful to have you on. And this is an amazing, amazing book. If you want to join us today, 1-800-229-3000. We're going to talk about smart love. And the smart is all about, well, I'll let them tell you. Dave, let me start with you. what about this smart love book is different and better than other marriage books?
Well, it deals with the core issue of a successful marriage, which is the emotions. Marriage is an emotional relationship, and it deals with emotions and it deals with relationships. And the interesting thing is, when it came out, Daniel Goleman published a book in the late 80s, and it was immediately grabbed by the business world. And it has thrived in the business world. In fact, it's probably the most important characteristic of a leader. They found and identified it.
It's so, smart emotional intelligence.
Yeah. Emotional intelligence.
How they are and how much they know about the emotions.
And it's interesting. It's different than IQ. IQ is how I learn, not what I learn. But with emotional intelligence, it's skills that I can develop. And the more I develop them in the business world, the more money I make because I become an effective leader.
And the more you develop them in the marriage world, the more you keep because you don't divorce and split
everything up.
I guess you could say that also.
That's a great way to put it, yes.
So the book is about emotionally intelligent people in an intimate relationship. And when you guys were writing the book, what, Jan, maybe you could answer this. What was the goal as you guys were putting this together? What were you hoping would be the outcome of somebody picking up the book Smart Love?
Our last chapter is how to live together in the world of emotions, because a lot of us women know something about the emotions. The guys don't know a whole lot, but it's to try to bring together one more aspect of marriage that will last a lifetime. And it will also help them with their kids and family stuff too.
Well, here's something I want to assure everybody of. This is not a book that raises the bar for a man or establishes a new hurdle that he can't get over. It helps you come together at wherever you are and to be smart about it. which doesn't mean one person acts like they know everything about emotions and the other one tries to play catch-up. That doesn't help. But this book will help. It will help you communicate and become attuned with each other. We're going to talk about that right after this on New Life Live.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
Steve Arterman, you're really glad you're with us here today. Dr. Stoop and Dr. Stoop are in the studio, and their book, Smart Love, if you want to figure out how to get really smart emotionally together, this is an amazing, amazing book. It's an acronym, and of course, self-awareness is about, it's the S, managing the emotions, that's the M. A is accountability to yourself, your spouse, other people. R, reading the other person's emotions. And T, for togetherness in this land of emotions. Now, Dave, this is something I'm really sensitive to, given my limitations as a human being with the male gender. What makes this book male-friendly? I mean, do I need to be worried that if my wife gets this, she's going to say, well, now, here's another thing that he's not doing?
No, this is going to be a thing that they do together. It's interesting how we put it together. There's a chapter on each facet of smart love, the self-awareness and the managing and the empathy. And then there are 10 action steps that are designed to be done together. It can be done by yourself, some of them, but it's mostly designed to talk about it together. So it approaches the husband and the wife as equals in the world of emotions. Men have emotions. They just don't know how to talk about them often. And women have emotions, obviously, but they don't talk with their husbands about them. So it's a facilitative kind of process that they go through. So there's a chapter on self-awareness, then there's a chapter with 10 action steps for couples to work on together to help each other become more aware of their emotions.
Okay. So if you want to get a copy of this book, we'll send it to you. A gift of any amount, we'll send this book to you. But under the Jan, let me go to you. Under this, in the acronym, T, where we're together in the land of emotions, what do you think is one of the biggest hurdles, or what's one of the biggest problems that men and women, I mean, we're both feeling, but what's one of the big, big hurdles that you help them get over through this book, under the T of Smart Love?
Okay. For me, finding out what my basic emotional posture is and then really understanding what Dave's is brought us together in this land that we call the land of the emotions, because I had no idea that I could have a certain way that I respond in this learning about what my basic emotional posture is when I come to an issue.
Okay, so what are some different emotional postures that people have?
Well, most theorists say that there are like 6 basic emotions, and we know there's probably more, but that's what most people live with. And so it could be anger, start there, or
fear
or mm-hmm. sadness.
Or we call mm-hmm. it shame. Some call
or
it
shame.
Disgust. But
and
shame
then there's joy and surprise. But we cover the first 4 because these are the problem areas. But I had no idea that I approached almost everything with a fear basis. Mm-hmm. And that has helped me so much to deal with it.
Yeah.
And when I heard Dave say his was anger, I thought, yikes, I never hear him be angry. But it's emotional posture that he does, and he feels that.
But I've learned over the years to manage that posture, so that it's not automatic.
Right. So it's not open rage, but down inside, because of your awareness, you know something that a lot of people don't know. It's down there.
Yeah.
And you're angry.
We have a chart in there that takes the four basic postures and then comes out with 10 feelings that we might experience. So my anger might be upset or frustrated, or it could be just kind of irate. But it doesn't have to be full-blown anger. It can be any one of those.
Yeah. Well, I think just the insight that there are a lot of angry people that don't look angry. There are a lot of very afraid people that the last thing you'd ever look at them and say, well, they're really afraid. But, man, they're scared to death. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Julie from Denver, Colorado. She listens on Sirius XM Satellite Radio, channel 131 at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Hi, Julie. Welcome to New Life. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a great day for me. Get to be on radio with two of my favorite people here, Dr. Stoop and Dr. Stoop. So welcome. And what's your question for us?
Okay. Well, I just briefly heard you talk about something about smart love. And I have a question, how to get my husband more involved in strengthening our marriage without him feeling intimidated.
Okay.
Because I asked him to read How We Love, and he thought I was criticizing him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And have you criticized him in the past? Is that kind of a thing that he's used to?
Okay. Yeah, but I honestly, I guess I've been in therapy for years, so I know a lot about this, and I teach him everything I know. And so I went to him, and I just said, I have two copies of this book. You know, what if we read it and learn about each other's love style? And he said, no.
Okay.
So, what you said a minute ago was something about smart love would be a way to work together without one person feeling intimidated. I don't know if that's the right word or not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have, Julie, we have action plans with each facet. The interesting thing is he may have already been learning about the emotional intelligence at his workplace.
Oh, he does.
And so a lot of men never think about bringing it home. Because they're afraid to, because their wife seems so much more adept at it. But we have 10 action plans that keeping an emotional journal, identifying your basic emotional posture, and learning how to manage that posture. There's examples of that in the book. So he comes at it with some strengths and just say, this takes emotional intelligence and applies it to our relationship. Will you work with me through some of these exercises that are going to require both of us to participate? That's how
Jan,
I approach
that's
him.
A really good approach.
Jan, did you have a thought there?
Well, I'm not the man, but I think that it's a lot more comfortable for a man, and we've had this when we've had seminars and stuff. The men feel like it's really good that they can take an inventory on their own, and that's in the book. It's easy to take, and it's many questions, but it helps them to see that it's not something that we're going to criticize them about, but it's something that they can really come out at the end with something that's positive and
now,
helping
it
them.
It shows where they're weak, and it also shows what your spouse's perception of your emotional intelligence is.
But Julie, let me jump in here. I think that just the approach with him of, well, honey, you know, I know that How We Love, it didn't really appeal to you because, you know, you might have been thinking, well, I don't know about attachment styles and how it relates to my childhood and all that. But, honey, this is something I think you're familiar with. This is a language that you speak. It's all about emotional intelligence. You are very emotionally intelligent or you wouldn't, you know, have the position that you do. And I think it will build on what you know from business world and all of that. And that might make it appealing. Now, the other thing, the headline of my life in knowing Jan and Dave is that they are the champions for different is not wrong. I've never seen a couple that help people see that there's value in differences versus one of us is wrong and one of us is right. You just have different styles. You have different ways of doing things. And that's what you can say to him. Hey, listen, this is written by a couple. They don't make you feel bad about the way you are. They don't say one person's right, the other one's wrong. They help us appreciate the differences and build on those rather than try to change them. And that's something that you – and I'll send you a copy of the book, and you can – and hopefully he will benefit from it. But here's the other thing. I'm just going to throw this in. If you could get a guy like him to come to the marriage workshop that we're doing right after Valentine's Day on the 16th of February, it would literally change everything. All right, it's Smart Love. That's the name of the book, and it's written by two very, very smart people. They are just some of the best communicators verbally and in writing, and I think you're going to love this book. And plus, what's the downside of Smart Love? Plus, you go to the bookstore and you buy this. You know, a lot of books have a stigma to it. You buy a book called Smart Love. It looks like you're smart, so you can't go wrong here. But if you a gift of any amount, we'll send it to you. It's all about emotional intelligence, and it's really, really good. 1-800-229-3000 to join us on the phone. Here is, let's go to Wendell, Bowling Green, Kentucky. He actually watches us on the NRB television network there. Wendell, you're on with Dr. Dave Stoop and Dr. Jan Stoop. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, sir. Good morning.
Good morning. How can we help you today?
I'm not sure. Yesterday's program was more in line with the problem that I have, but I'm going to throw it out there anyway. I fell in love with a woman, and I don't think I'd ever been more in love with in my life. It seemed like everything we did together was perfection. But she had this problem. She would always tell me that it was she had PTSD or going through menopause. And we've been married for a while, and it's gotten worse and worse, where it was just violence all the time. And I started doing some research, and I do believe that she might be suffering from borderline personality disorder, because I'm either up on a pedestal and nothing but praise, or I'm a demon, and every problem in the world is because of me.
Yeah,
and to try to get me to doubt my own self-worth, she tried to kill me a couple of times, and I had to put an EPO on her.
Okay, now here I'm going to interrupt you, Wendell. I'm going to interrupt you, and I'm going to ask a question for you, and then you can ask a question, because I think this is a really important issue. But Dave and Jan, or Dr. Stoop and Dr. Stoop, whichever, here's an issue. How does smart love help somebody who is married to someone who legitimately has a major defect of character or a personality disorder that is quite severe? How is this going to help you deal with that?
Well, there's a whole facet of emotional intelligence, of managing my emotions. And somebody who is a borderline type has trouble managing their emotions. Their emotions kind of fly all over the place. And there are skills. And part of it is to learn to identify the language of the basic emotions, the language of anger, the language of fear. One of the greatest fears of that kind of a person is of being abandoned, and they get that feeling, and it's overwhelming. And so learning how to talk to yourself about what you're experiencing emotionally, and then to talk with your spouse about it, there's a therapeutic approach called dialectical behavior therapy that works with that kind of person. And it's basically teaching them how to manage their emotions, which is a facet of smart love.
And then, Dave, let me just piggyback on this one more thing. Don't you think somebody with borderline, they have this confusion about who they are, where they're going, and it, at the root, there's also this fear that I'm not even a person, that I'm a reflection, or I'm a desire or something. How do you connect so that you're reassuring that person, hey, you're real, you're here, I love you, not the image, not the whatever you think I want from you? How do you help that love?
We have the reading the other person's emotion as a facet, which is basically empathy. Mm-hmm. And so once the other person gets into the process of managing what they're feeling and learning how to do that, I am learning how to read their emotions so that I can anticipate them and help them to manage it. And it becomes a collaborative event, but it takes emotional intelligence to do it. And that means I've got to be aware of my emotions. I've got to be able to manage them, and I've got to be accountable. And then
for him, yeah.
And then I've got to be able to read their emotions and anticipate what they're experiencing underneath mm-hmm. the obvious emotions, because there's that abandonment fear that's underneath.
And then also, I think, too, Wendell, this is something you know, and I'm just going to say it out loud. Any progress, any change is going to take longer than you ever dreamed. And in fact, wanting it to change sooner than later kind of makes it worse. So part of this for you is acceptance. That's an emotionally intelligent thing to do.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 16th through the 18th.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about 7 different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future, and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man, and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me, and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live. This is Terry McIntosh, and I want to remind you of several ways you can catch New Life Live if you miss us on radio. All of our shows are archived online at newlife.com, so you can listen at your convenience, and you can see what questions were asked on each program. New Life Live is also available as a podcast and in the New Life app, so you can listen on the go. And you can stream us live every day at 10 a.m. Pacific time at newlife.com. And if you're looking for more New Life On Demand, tv.newlife.com is our on-demand archive of video segments that we've done on many different topics. It's just $10 a month. Go to tv.newlife.com to sign up for that. Steve?
All right. And also, you know, so many ways you can listen, view us right off of the satellite, Sputnik, whatever. I don't, a lot of ways. I don't know what they all are, but there are a lot of them. Now, I want to be sure that we talk about this thing called emotional posture. How does a person, in fact, I think I'll go back to Wendell in just a second, let him ask a specific question after I ask this. How do you determine what your emotional posture is, whether it's fear, anger, shame? Guys, how do you figure that out?
Well, there's four basic postures, and some people in the seminars will say, I'm all four of those, but there's one that I typically depend on where I go automatically. It's my automatic response to a potential conflict. I either feel ashamed, I feel sad and depressed or melancholic, or I feel fear and want to withdraw, or I feel some form of anger and want to attack. And it's important to be able to identify that. See, I think in terms of Wendell's wife, her basic posture would be fear. And to understand that a lot of her behaviors are rooted in that basic emotional posture of fear changes the way a person responds to it. They don't respond to it in terms of feeling like it's an aggressive anger, although it may come across as anger. It's underneath it. It's based on their fear.
Okay.
And a lot of it has to do with what we saw when we were growing up, how we saw a parent respond to other parents, how we reacted inside to situations, and there's a whole action plan in terms of being able to identify what that posture is.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm going to go back to Wendell and let him ask a specific question, because I asked a couple there. Wendell, what specifically do you think Dave and Jan might be able to help you with? A specific question, whatever it is, ask it now.
Well, I guess basic question is, where do I go from here? Because when I took my wedding vows, I took them seriously and till sickness and health, so death do us part. But I, the harder I try to be there for her, the more she doubts that I even care and pushes me away until it goes into violence and she'll beat me.
Yeah. I'm so sorry what you're going through.
She's tried to commit suicide probably 40 times in her lifetime, and I've kept her from it 5 times. But the more I try, the worse it gets.
The more she
tries. I'm still married.
Wendell.
Yes, sir.
Are you seeing a therapist?
Yes.
How often do you go?
Well, the sessions that I had quit, but I still talk to her. She told me that if I need her to, just talk to her. And she was telling me that, you know, just know that these demons don't belong to me. They belong to her.
Okay. Well, let's hear what Dave and Jan have to say, and then I got a couple of comments for you here. What do you guys think?
I think if you could get her to see somebody who is trained in dialectical behavior therapy, which is really helping them understand their own emotional structure and how to mediate within themselves their extreme emotions, that's effective. And your counselor may know somebody who's been trained in it. You have to be trained in it, and I'm not. So
yes, sir, but I she knows, because I've talked to her about it, because of all the things she said, and I started doing research. It was like 9 criteria, and you only had to meet 5, and she meets all 9. Mm-hmm. And I've told her, you know, your whole life has been like this. Here is your chance. This is a topic. Everybody hated. Insurance companies didn't want to cover it.
Wendell, here's the deal. You're not going to be able to say anything to her that's going to change her or even make it better. Mm-hmm. And there is a fundamental thing that of acceptance here, that if you don't accept this fundamental basic need that you have, life is never going to get better for you. Here it is. You need to be sitting in front of a counselor every week. I really believe that. And I think for you to say, I used to go, there's no better investment for someone who, and this is, you know, there's all sorts of extremes and medium borderlines and mild. You have an extreme case. The extreme cases, they frequently try to commit suicide. That's one of the markers of a very extreme case. The others, you know, maybe it's just depression all the time or unmet needs. No one can meet their needs. But you've got a really severe case here. And so I want to try to find you a counselor, or you go back to the one you have. And you've got to get into a men's Bible study or support group where you get support so that you're stronger every day, not weaker every day. So she's not beating you down, because you've got people that are building you up. It is your only hope. And then many times when guys like you start to make some of those kinds of changes, sometimes little miracles happen and things I just would never give up. But I also would never give up getting help for myself. 1-800-229-3000. That's the phone number. 1-800-229-3000. We're talking with Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jan Stoop. The book, Smart Love. You can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
I did come into the weekend with an expectation to sort out probably something that couldn't be fixed.
The New Life Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is coming to Orange County, California, February 16th through the 18th.
There is a third person in our marriage, and it's not Jesus. It's a voice that is harsh, and it's put a wall between us.
Join Steve Arterburn.
I'm going to be talking about seven different secrets from the Mediterranean. You do these, and they lead you to a life of passion and meaning and romance and deep, intimate connection.
And Mylan and Kay Yurkovich.
We're going to be talking about the emotional, sexual, and relational journey that all couples go on over the course of a lifetime together.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
I really feel like we have somewhere to go and a future and we have hope.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Last year after Every Man's Battle, I was so moved by the transformation that I saw, not only in myself, but in the guys in our small group and the other people that were there and the stories that I heard, that I decided to go ahead and join Club New Life as a contributor to that.
You can help New Life Live stay on the air by joining Club New Life today. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
You guys are doing God's work here. You're restoring marriages. You're giving people hope. It's just been such a blessing to me, and I just wanted to encourage you all. When you see something good that God's doing, just jump on that and help support that.
Support Club New Life, and together we can help hurting people find help and hope in life's hardest places. Call 1-800-639-5433.
Give your support to them if you can, and just help them do what God's doing here in the world.
Call 1-800-639-5433 to join Club New Life today. Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here. I was talking with Larry Sonnenberg earlier today. And Larry, welcome to the studio here with
Thank
Dave
you.
And Jim. And we were talking about you had some feedback from a person who's a supporter of ours, and I loved it. Share that.
Yeah, I had a call this morning, and real good. He's turned to be a real good friend and supporter. And he was saying, you know, he was asking how we did, how'd year end go, how's the new year starting? And he said, you know, I listen to a lot of radio stuff, but yours is the only radio ministry I support. Let me tell you why. He said, I see a lot of different approaches for ministries that are seeking support and funds from their donors. But he said, the output from New Life far exceeds the amount it takes to run it. And most ministries, it's the other way around. He said, the reach and the lives healed by your ministry is far greater than what your budget is. And he said, I'm on board, and I just hope others will do the same.
Oh, I tell you, I love hearing that. That's because right. I really believe it's true, and it's because people like you, Larry, are managing the resources. And then we work with people like Dave and Jan that produce the change in folks' lives that we want to see transformation. And as I was telling you, you know, there are other ministries, when they do something, they're really excited if 75% of the people can benefit from whatever they do. And that's a great thing. That's a lot of people. But we're not. Because what we have is a 95-plus satisfaction rating from people that come to the things that we do. Now, we'd like to be at 99.9, but I just want you to know, we do stuff with some people that are fighting doing anything for as long as they can, and then they come, and 95% satisfaction rating on what we do.
Steve, let me tell you something else that happened this week. I'm making a call thanking a donor for their gift, and the woman answered. And before I could even say thank you for the gift, she was telling me about the troubles that were going on in her marriage. And she said, I went to my pastor to have him help me. And he said, we don't do that.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
he
said, until I know that you two are going to work on your marriage, I can't help you. She said, that's why I'm calling you.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to judge churches across the board for anything like that. But I just know there are enough churches that are not equipped to do what we do. That's why we're necessary. That's why God put New Life together, why he gave you, Steve, the thought to begin with, to help people that most people think aren't helpable.
Yeah. And we're still doing it, the same mission, trying to help people transform through redemptive relationships based on God's truth. We want to see transformation. We're still doing it. Now, if you can help us, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEWLIFE. You could go online to newlife.com. We will send you, gift of any amount, I'll send you this amazing book called Smart Love. And I got to tell you, this is a book. It's worth becoming a donor to get this book, because it really does change everything for a certain amount of people that they just didn't get this kind of information growing up. But Larry, thanks for all you do. Any other encouraging word here for those about support?
Last thought is thank you for everybody who is giving and who has given and is currently helping New Life. But I just want to challenge those of you who haven't yet given. I know, because I listened to radio a long time before I ever gave to a ministry. And I know there's a lot of you that are listening day after day after day, week after week, month after month, and you're just, it's free, it's easy, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
But it could go away as easily as it airs every day, and we just would really appreciate if you who haven't given would make that first gift and help us out. So that's it.
Please do. All right. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate that. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you can help us, let's go to Mark, Washington, D.C., listens on WAVA. Mark, you're on with Dr. Jan Stoop and Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi.
Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you all. Thank you for all that you do. And it's just the ironic timing. I happen to catch Wendell, and I am similar situation, not quite as serious, with my spouse of 35 and a half years, dealing with borderline, the personality disorder. Okay. And I have been seeing a therapist every 2 weeks. And my challenge is, because just as Wendell mentioned, I want to stay married, but just the emotional abuse, the words, I've never had anything physical happen to me, but it's just the constant wear, you know, lack of intimacy for 9 years, you know, but still working hard. I got a good men's group. I call them my guardrails. I bash up against them every once in a while, but they keep me on the road. And, so I'm just at the point is like, I'm just exhausted, and I miss, you know, the intimacy, even just a handhold, a kiss, something.
Yes, right.
You know, and it's like, you know, so I've read Walking on Eggshells, and then I just learned about the dialectic behavior, and but I cannot get her to go to speak to someone. I've asked her, "Are you willing to work on our marriage?" And you know, she has said no, but it's kind of like, okay, we just stay the way we are. And she's more of a, she did attempt suicide about 10 years ago. And it's more of a depressive, you know, kind of doesn't go out, kind of stays in the house.
So what's the question? What's the question for them?
My question is, as a man that, you know, made his vows, do you see at some point, you know, when is it time to maybe is a separation? Have you guys seen where separation has caused someone with this type of thing to maybe make a move to go seek counseling? You know, I mean, for years, things I've read, sometimes it just says it's untreatable. But no, then I see things.
It was considered untreatable until somebody developed a dialectical approach. if you threaten separation, then you're upping the ante, and you may get a more harsh response. So one of the things I would suggest is that you get a hold of, we're going to send you a copy of the book, and talk to her about it as you read it. Don't even make her read it. Just talk to her about what you're discovering, and then talk
about yourself.
And take the inventory. You can take it online at smartlove.us, and it's easy to do. And she may even be willing to take it, and it becomes a means of discussion. And then say, you know, there's a new way of treating the people who have difficulty managing their emotions, and it's been proven to be very effective. And why don't we consider doing that at some point down the road, and just drop the seed thought and see what happens.
We are big on, when things don't change, we're pretty big on doing a separation that, you know, it kind of brings a different dynamic. It sometimes wakes people up to reality. But in this case, with this kind of problem, I really think Dave and Jen are right. It introduces so much insecurity and so much change that I don't think it helps in most cases. I think it really makes it worse. And let me just say this to you. You're a hero when you are willing to hang in there, take the ups and downs. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know this. God sees you. God sees you. He is not ignoring you, even though he doesn't step in and provide some kind of miraculous healing. You're not alone. There are many men who are in this exact same situation. And so God bless you. And I ask people right now, you know, we often, because we're men, will often kind of err on the side of talking about the situation where a man is more abusive than a woman. But we are very aware that it works both ways. And there are a lot of guys that are in relationships and they're struggling just to stay sane. You got to have that support group. I'm glad that you're seeing someone, and I am.
Yeah.
I really do think if you're in this kind of situation, you got to have a really good counselor, got to have a really good support from a lot of other people. And your time online, looking at a lot of options that you have other than be disappointed, depressed, frustrated, things that will just suck the life out of you. You're listening to New Life Live. Dr. Jan and Dr. Dave Stoop, the authors of Smart Love, a gift of any amount, and I'll send it to you. Last week, Dave preached at NorthviewChurch.us on addiction and opioids. I'm preaching there this Sunday. It's on abortion, and that's personal, just like Dave and Jan's story is. You can watch at 5 p.m. on Saturday Eastern Time at NorthviewChurch.us. On Sunday, 9 a.m. and 11 a.m., NorthviewChurch.us. We'll be back right after this.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem.
problems quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterman here with Dr. Jan Stoop, Dr. Dave Stoop. And by the way, I'm telling you something. If you want one amazing experience, well, first of all, Intimacy in Marriage, February the 16th. The weekend of Valentine's. I don't even know if we have places still, spaces available. It's filling up so fast. But 1-800-NEW-LIFE, Intimacy in Marriage Weekend in Orange County, California. Restore, February 23rd, for women who've been hurt by sexual integrity. Every Man's Battle, February the 9th. You know, 75% of those men, the woman makes that first phone call. And then he gets the help. And then Take Your Life Back, coming up March the 16th. Now, our featured resource this month in February is Understanding and Loving a Person with Attention Deficit Disorder. We were giving that with a gift of any amount last month. But you can order that 20% discount, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, along with Smart Love. I'll send Smart Love to you for a gift of any amount. Also, you could ask for, if you'd rather, have the 7 Ways to Choose Healing, a little book I wrote, put together. I think you'll like that, too. Before we go to this final caller, Jan, how did this help you guys? What's your story when it comes to emotional intelligence and smart love?
I had no idea that I approached things the way I do because I just wasn't aware of it. But as we got into this and I decided that there are a lot of fears that I have covered for many, many years. Hmm. But my childhood was I was the youngest of 5. And this is just sort of the way I approach it. And I realized that my folks were worn out, for one thing, mm-hmm. by the time I came. But then we lost everything in a fire that consumed everything. Mm. We had not one penny out.
Oh,
and we had
goodness.
To live. We lived with the pastor and his wife. Thankfully, they took us in. But I don't know. I just sort of carried with me throughout my childhood and a little later that I really was worried about losing things or that I didn't have enough of something.
Yeah.
And I thought, boy, I wonder how many people who collect things or hold on to things, how good it would be if they could know what they're doing is mm-hmm. really bringing up an emotion. And there are so many words that are under the emotion of fear that people don't realize that, you know, it just means it could be scared or petrified or I'm panicky about things.
Right.
But those are all under that. And when I started to realize that, and I realized that when I, as far as my things, which I'm trying to change in my life, mm-hmm. But I hold on to things because I there is a fear that I'm not going to have enough or have something. So that when I see Dave walk through the family room holding something that I know is going to go to the trash, I say, are you going to throw that away?
Right.
I might need it.
I might need it.
And you
it.
Don't even know what I have in my hand.
And I don't want that to be a part, but I can handle it. Now.
And he has learned to handle you in that and not
overreact. I understand her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Well, those are the kind of insights that you get from this book. You it helps you. It's got assessments. There's assessment online. Where do they find the online assessment?
Smartlove.us.
Okay, so US. Smartlove.us.
It's free.
They can find it there. Now, let's Gina, you're our final caller. I don't have a lot of time, but I wanted to get to your call. What's the question here?
Well, my question is, when is, like, you know, enough? You know, like, when is the time? My husband is was diagnosed bipolar, and he's out of the home right now. But since he left is when he started coming more often and actually getting to know each other. And I'm at the point where I'm accepting this condition, this dynamic, because it's become a cycle that I have been, you know, journaling and seeing, and I'm accepting this.
Well, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask them to answer that question. When is enough enough? And then the second part, what could she do to help make it better?
Well, I'm not sure when enough is enough, because
me either.
It's individual. There's certain things that somebody with bipolar needs to do, and one is to take the medication that's prescribed, and that often is a problem. But it's interesting that you guys are getting closer now that you've separated, because there's not as much tension, and that's probably a good thing. I would just continue to explore and talk about things. The thing about bipolar is that it's biochemical. It's not a mental issue. There are mental issues that result from it. But it's not. It's like diabetes. It's a failure for the body to process certain minerals in an effective way.
And the thing is about medication is it's not perfect. And whether it's bipolar, like with me with ADD, you know, they're not perfect solutions. But you can reject the imperfection, and then you don't function well at all. And bipolar, you've just got to accept that. That biological dilemma that you have, and take the medicine.
Yeah, that helps the other people to accept it then.
Yeah, but beyond that, you know, the two of you, I love it that you're apart and it's getting better. Now go get some help together. And part of that help is, honey, if you're not going to take the medication, this is never going to go beyond where it is today.
Yeah.
So it's asking him to do what he needs to do. To me, the Bible gives us some pretty specific examples of when it's okay for enough to be enough. And those are abandonment by a non-believer. That is, there's a situation where there's adultery. You know, those things are pretty clear cut. And when we don't have those in a situation, then we don't want to look at when's it time to give up. But since I'm not giving up, what could I do to make it better? Well, this has been a great time for me to be here with you, Dave, and you, Jan. I love you guys. I think you just are so good. And this is a great book. It's so wonderful to, I don't know, this may be your best book that you've done. And I'm really happy for it. It's a beautiful book, too. And it's a great gift to somebody else when, rather than tell them, you know, you're really stupid in the things that you're doing. Here, you just give them a book on smart love. It's not offensive. And it really can help you find out your emotional posture.
And somebody called and wanted to know how it's different from How We Love. And How We Love talks about attachment issues and how that affects a couple. Mm-hmm. And we talk about the emotional issues and how that affects a couple.
Yeah.
So they're
compatible.
They really are. They're different areas that will work together. Well, if you can help this ministry, you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. I'll send you a copy of this. We also have available, as a way of saying thank you, the 7 choices that a person could make, 7 ways that you could choose healing. And we'll send that to you, our way of saying thank you for supporting the ministry. We are just here for one purpose, transformation. Not to make you feel better, not for things to help you get by, but really an invitation to change everything. You resist that because you're human, and God is knocking on your door, encouraging you not to resist. But with Him, accept what needs to be done to grow and to honor him. When you can't do that on your own, that's when it's time to call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Whether you need help or you can help us, same phone number, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. We love you. I love you, Jan. I love you, Dave. Thank you for being with us here today. The book, Smart Love. Call us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Have a great day on February 1.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.